Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to learn the last Aliyah in Parsha's Nasai, that is Perek Zayin, Pasuk Pei Dalet. And in the previous two Aliyahs, we had listed all the gifts and karbanis that the Nesiim brought on the day of Chanukah Samizbech, and now we're going to get a total tally. Says the Pasuk, Zayis Chanukah Samizbech, B'yayim Mashach Oisai, this is the inauguration of the Mizbech on the day that it was anointed, Me'es Nesiyah Yisrael, from the Nesiim of Yisrael, Karos Kesef, silver bowls, 12, Mizrukei Chasef, 12, silver basins, 12, Kapai Zahav, golden spoons, 12. Shlashim Umeya Akara Achas Kasef. Each bowl was 130 weight in silver. Veshivim HaMizraka Echad, and each basin was 70. Karel Kasef HaKalim. All the silver of these Kalim, Alpayim Arbameos Peshekel Kaidish, is 2,400 holy shkalim. Kapai Zahav Shtemasre Malayas Kataras. The 12 golden spoons full of Kataras. Asara Asara Hakaf Peshekel Kaidish. Each spoon weighed 10. Kal Zahava Kapai Sasri Umeya. All this gold together was 120. And let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Pei Dalet B'yem Himashach Oisai. B'yem Shenimshach. On the day that it was anointed, Hikriv, that's when these korbanos were brought. Umane Mekayim Acharei Himashach. So how do we explain the pasuk of Acharei, after it was anointed? Shenimshach Tchila. First it was anointed. V'achakach Hikriv. And afterwards, these korbanos were brought. Jump to the next Rashi. Karos Kesef Shtemasrei. Heim Heim Shenisnadvu. These were the same exact ones that were donated. V'loy Eir Behem Psul. And no psul happened in them. Pasuk Behein Rashi. Shleshu Me'ah Karachas. Matam Olaymer. Why is it the pasuk has to tell us this? Since we've said previously in the previous psukim that it was 130 weight, v'lo perish beizu shekel, we didn't say what type of shekel. Like a chazer shna kan v'kal v'kulan. That's over here. We repeat it and we say kol kasav akelim b'shekel hakodesh. It was holy sacred shkalim. Kol kasav akelim limetcha. This teaches you shahayu klei mishkan mechuvan b'mishkalan. Every single one of these kalim was exactly and precisely the same weight. Shekelin echad echad. You could weigh them one by one. V'shekelin kulan ka'echad. If you weigh them all together, loy riba v'loy miyet. This number that we gave, 2,400 shekel. It's not like all together was 2,400 shekel, but some individually weighed more and some weighed less. Each one of them weighed exactly the precise weight it says in the pasuk. And pasuk Behavav and Rashi, Kapay Zahav Shtemestrei. Lama Nemer, why is it that it has to tell us this? Lefisha Nemer Kafa Chasasar Zahav, since it says in the pasuk, one spoon of 10 Zahav, Hishel Zahav, that seems to tell us that it's made out of gold, Umishkala Asar Shkalim Shal Kesef, but its weight was 10 Shkalim of silver Shkalim, Ayin El Kafa Chasal Kesef. Perhaps that means that the spoon itself was made out of silver, Umishkala. Shkala Asar Shikle Zav, and its weight was 10 golden shkalim. Shikle Zav in Mishkalim Shal Shal Kesef, and golden shkalim aren't the same weight as silver shkalim. Tamalim, that's why the pasuk says, Kapais Zahav Shal Zav Hayu, these spoons were made out of gold. Back to Chomish Pasuk Bei Zayin, Kalabakar La'ila, all the cattle that was brought for a carbon oila, Shneim Asar Parim, that's 12 bulls, Elim Shneim Asar, 12 rams, Kivasim Bnei Shana Shneim Asar, 12 lambs within their first year of life, Umin Chasam and their Mincha, Usire Izim Shneim Asar Lechatas, and 12 goats for Chatas, Vachol Bakar Zevach. And all the cattle that was brought for Shlamim, Esrim Varba Parim, that's 24 bulls, Elim Shishim, Atudim Shishim, Kvasim Neshana Shishim, that is 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 lambs within their first year of life. Zois Chanuk Samizbech, this is inauguration of Mizbech, Achrei Himashach Oisai, after it was anointed. Uvavai Moshe al Oyel Moed Ledaberi Toi, and when Moshe came to the Oyel Moed to speak with him, by Yishmas Akol Midaberi Lov, and he heard the voice speaking to him, Me'al HaKapires, from above the Kapires, Asher Arin Eidus, which is on the Arin, Mibain Shnei Akruvim, coming from the two groups. Him by Daber Elov, and it spoke to him. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Beitas. Uvay Moshe. Shnei Ksuvim Mechishim Zeze. It seems to be that we have two psukim contradicting each other. Vashlishi, and the third pasuk comes Vichira Beneim and decides in between the two of them, meaning the third pasuk explains what the other two are talking about. Kasevachanamir. One pasuk in Parshas Vayikra says by Daber Hashem Elov Me'el Ma'id. Hashem spoke to him from the Oil Ma'id. Vuchos LaParoichas. That seems to be that the sound came from outside the Paroichas. Because of Echanamir, another pasuk says in Shemais V'Dibarti Itchom Me'al HaKapires, and I'm going to speak to you from above the Kapires. Bazeh. This pasuk comes v'chriya b'neim and is able to clarify between the two of them. Moshe ba'al olamayid. Moshe would come into the olamayid v'sham shomeh asakol habame al kapires, and then he would hear the voice coming from above the kapires. Vayishma asakol, and he heard the voice yachol kol namach. You might think that this is a very low voice. Tam olam, that's why the pasuk says es hakol v'kol hu hakol shenadaber imim b'sinai. This is the same voice that spoke at Har Sinai. It was very loud and powerful. Shmagila pesach hayah nifsak. However, once it got to the entrance of the olamayid, it stopped. V'loy hayyetzu chutz la'oil. The sound did not travel outside the it came from the two kruvim. The sound would come from Shemayim and rest in between the two kruvim, and then it would come and go out to the oil maid from there. Midaber, what's this word? It's like speaking with oneself. Over here, we're having covered for Hashem. It's as if Hashem spoke to himself. And Moshe heard what Hashem was saying. He spoke to him. This is to exclude Aaron from the Dibras. He was not able to hear the voice that was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. With this, we conclude Parshas Nasai. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.